This week's parasha is Parashat Bo. I would like to examine a few points in our parasha, which discuss the final steps of Klal Yisrael's liberation. This parasha tells us about the last three makot brought upon Egypt that completed the trials for Egypt before the liberation. So the tenth and final makah was Makat Bechorot. That was the death of the firstborn, during which all the firstborn of Egypt died at midnight of the 15th of the month of Nisan. There are a few points that I would like to share regarding the uniqueness of this Makkah. From the beginning, Hashem presented this Makkah differently than all the other plagues. Here, Hashem told Klal Yisrael the time the Makkah would befall Egypt, as the Pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe, ko amar Hashem kechatzot halayla, ani yotze b'toch Mitzrayim." So that's rare. Hashem never did that before. We don't find Hashem telling Klal Yisrael the time of Dam or Tzfardeh. Additionally, we find that Makat Bechorot is different in that Hashem ordered the Bnei Yisrael to remain indoors, whereas when it came to the other Makot, they were free to roam outside, heedless of the dangers. Now Bechorot, it says, lo yitze ish petach beto, they were to remain isolated indoors. We will need to explain why the difference. Why was Klal Yisrael to behave differently while the Egyptians were being hit with Makat Bechorot? There's an approach that's brought in the Mefarshim, primarily the Maharal, that Hashem exiled Klal Yisrael to Egypt, the land with the most idolatry and negative spiritual power, in order that his power would be able to be seen clearly by Klal Yisrael. This would enhance their emunah and bitachon by smiting these powerful Egyptians with the makot and simultaneously blessing Klal Yisrael. Here, while Hashem was taking Klal Yisrael as a nation, Hashem wanted to impart this lesson that he controls everything in this world. Hashem sent these makot in order to demonstrate how he orchestrates everything in this world. Rav wanted to say that this is only true for the first nine plagues. Hashem sent those first nine in order to demonstrate how he orchestrates everything in this world. Makat Bechorot was different in that its sole purpose was where Hashem simply wanted to punish the Egyptians for their brutal and unnecessary torture of Klal Yisrael. That was the difference between the first nine Makot and Makat Bechorot. The first nine was Hashem imparting Klal Yisrael with the lesson in Emunah and Bitechon. Makat Bechorot was punishment against the Egyptians. So Makat Bechorot was the first step of our physical departure from Egypt, and in that way it was different than the first nine Makot that were meant to impart a lesson of Emunah and Bitechon. Because it was a punishment more than a lesson, Hashem instructed Klal Yisrael to remain indoors at that hour, so they, Klal Yisrael, who are not worthy or elevated, should not suffer the same punishment alongside their slavers. Since the Jewish people fell to the lowest levels of Ruchniut in Egypt, the Malach HaMashchit, the destroyer, had a good argument. What's the difference between these and these, says the Midrash? These Egyptians are idol worshippers, and these, the Klal Yisrael, are also idol worshippers. What is the difference between the Jews and the Egyptians that the Mashchit should not go after the Jews as well? They therefore had to take these special precautions, and this was dafka by Makat Bechorot, which was a punishment. During the first nine Makot, whose whole sole purpose was to make Hashem known to them, this would not apply. Though the Makot inflicting Egypt began Bnei Israel's venture towards freedom, Makat Bechorot served as the actual bridge. This last Makah began their departure from Mitzrayim, marking the end of their slavery there, but it also served as the beginning of their new status as a holy nation for Hashem. As we learn, their performance of the Brit Milah at the same time as their slavers were being punished for their cruelty further serves to separate them from the other nations and to unify them into new nations of themselves. One who had Emunah, one who had B'tachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which came from the first nine Makot as explained. And this was completed with their acceptance of the Holy Torah at Har Sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, "Now, v'atem tihu li mamlechet gohanim v'goy kadosh, you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation."